Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. Got some breaking news, some good news from the Twitter front. Let's check out this article from Zero Hedge, where Twitter has banned a misinformation policy. That's the good kind of bans. When we're banning censorship, that's a good thing. So let's check out this article. And right here, Twitter stops enforcing Cerveza sickness misinformation policy. And, you know, my position here is private business, let them go nuts. But just because I think they should have the right to do something doesn't mean that I think they should do something. And we know over the last 2 years, it's taught us today's truth is yesterday's misinformation. And we've seen this over and over and over and over again, especially with the Cerveza sickness. So, I mean, put politics aside, put what Elon Musk is trying to do aside. Even if you were trying to find the actual truth or the actual science, maybe I should say, you would want as many opinions as you could have from people that had a background, regardless of, you know, what their view is, had a background in virology or something that was applicable to having a good understanding as to what's going on here with the Cerveza sickness, and then the policies, and then doing a good cost-benefit analysis. So the fact, and you guys know who was banned. I mean, it's Dr. McCormick, Dr. Malone. I'm guessing both of them were banned, and Dr. Corey, I'm assuming he was banned. The guys that wrote the great, what is it, the Great Barrington Declaration? Not sure if they were banned as well, but it wouldn't surprise me if they were. And I get it. There's a lot of clowns out there on Twitter that just spew nonsense. Trust me, I get them on my feed constantly. But I could sift through and I don't have to listen to them if I don't want to. And I'm a grown adult. Let me go ahead and make that decision on my own. I don't need Twitter or the censors at these social media companies protecting me from what they consider to be dangerous. No, again, I'm a grown adult. I can handle myself. Let me go ahead and see whatever it is out there, and I will determine what I want to read, what I want to believe, and what I don't. So anyway, Twitter will no longer enforce this insane policy under which users who deviated from the approved narrative frequently had their accounts locked or suspended. Longstanding policy did not apply to misinformation from government officials, of course, and this is their editorial, but that's spot on, who regularly lied or at least contradicted themselves about all of these policies back in 2020 and 2021. I'm not going to read here to keep it YouTube friendly, because unfortunately, YouTube has not taken this policy to ban nonsense misinformation policies. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. Effective November 23, Twitter is no longer enforcing this nonsense policy. Sky News reports that the company's misleading policy was nuked. which showed the company operated on a, and this is interesting. So we're kind of opening up the veil here to understand better what was happening behind the scenes prior to Musk taking over. So they say the company operated on a strike system in which those who, very similar to YouTube, in which those who had a label added to their tweet were given one strike, except I think YouTube often will let you know. I don't think Twitter would let you know, but maybe I'm wrong. While those with deleted tweets were given two strikes, users with two to three strikes would have 24-hour, 12-hour lockout, while those with four strikes were permanently suspended. And again, it's not clear to me if you were notified if you received a strike. And for those of you who haven't followed my story with YouTube, the Rebel Capitalist channel, the one you're watching right now, was banned, probably a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. And it was for talking about this guy right here. It was for talking about Fauci. And I used to call him Voldemort because if I said the word Fauci, my darn channel would get blown up. My channel would get nuked. But my point is the policy of YouTube was to give you strikes first. And in this case, I had no strikes, no warning, nada. And they just completely nuked my channel. So just because the social media platform has the policy doesn't mean they follow their own rules. And I can attest to that personally. So it looks like half of their content moderation, human rights, ironically enough, human rights department, human rights, the one that's in charge of banning free speech and quote unquote communications. Again, the irony here, right? The communications department is in charge of banning speech. They were laid off as Musk took over. And here, this gentleman or gal goes on to state some of the problems here, and that the people who were not suspended, the kind of the mainstream doctors, because of their misinformation, this had a lot of negative consequences, and they were never penalized. It was just the people that had a dissenting view. So what you see is, in practice, it wasn't the people that caused harm who were punished. It was the people that had a dissenting view. You could cause as much harm as you wanted to, but as long as you towed the line, as long as you had a view that was approved by the global elite and the mainstream media, then you were fine. Wow, Twitter reinstating 62,000 accounts, which were permanently suspended. Huh. All right, guys. Well, some good news on the free speech front. So enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And as always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. And I'll see you in the next video.